Good morning. As Pastor Kale said, I'm Josh Mork. I'm the fourth-year seminarian. I've just been off on Vicarage in Pierce, Nebraska. Had a wonderful congregation there, and it was a blessing to be with them for a year. Interestingly enough, it's actually quite similar to this congregation here. Worship's about the same size, even had a school, and even had the same name, Zion Lutheran Church. So I went from Zion Lutheran Church back here to Zion Lutheran Church, to the church that I'm considering home here while I'm in St. Louis. It's good to be back here. I've certainly missed being with you. Today we're going to be continuing our series on the Lord's Prayer. We're going to be taking a look at the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." So we'll begin, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Like I said before, we're going to be talking about the fourth petition. And Pastor Kale last week actually gave a little bit of a spoiler for what I'm going to be talking about this week. He said that in the past few weeks, we've been praying about the things of God. We've been praying that we would keep God's name holy in our lives. We've been praying that we would keep His will to be our will in our lives. Today, however, we make a little bit of a switch. Instead of focusing on the things of God, we're taking a turn inward, and we're focusing on ourselves. Not selfishly, but humbly. We come before God, who is our Father, who loves us, humbly asking Him, "Give us this day our daily bread," praying that He would give us what we need each and every day. Now, one thing that I like to do when looking at the Lord's Prayer is take a look at what it says in the Catechism. So if you folks could do me a favor and open up your hymnal, that's the maroon book in the pew if you're a guest with us, and turn to page 324. Again, that's 324. And I'm going to read the questions, but I ask that you guys read with me the responses. Again, that's page 324. The fourth petition. "Give us this day our daily bread." What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. And on the top of the next page, we'll continue. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. There's a whole lot in there that we're praying for in this petition, isn't there? It's kind of crazy to think about all the different things that we're praying for in the simple words of, "Give us this day our daily bread." You see, this petition is far more than just simple sustenance. We're not praying, "God, give me food." We're praying something far more deep. We're praying that God would sustain our bodies and souls for this day and the day after and the day after. We pray this petition each and every day. We're praying that God would remain faithful to us, even if we happen to be sinners, which we all are if we look at ourselves. God remains faithful to those He loves, to those He calls children. We're praying this idea of the Lord's Prayer, thinking of God as Father. And fathers love their children, and God certainly loves us, even if we break His commandments and His law every once in a while, or maybe more than every once in a while. In the wilderness of Israel, we see this quite clearly. The people of Israel here are not perfect people walking along, following the leader, following God. In fact, they're grumbling against Moses, God's servant. They're grumbling against God Himself. They're saying, "Why didn't you just let us die in Egypt? Why didn't He just do that? Because it'd be far better to be dead in Egypt than to starve to death out here in the wilderness." They're not trusting God. Rather, they're grumbling against Him, turning away from Him, not trusting Him. This is one of my favorite passages of Scripture because the people of Israel are incredibly real. We see in our lives, when things aren't going great, we can tend to grumble. We can also see another very real thing. Parents, or anyone who has worked with small children, has this ever happened to you? You're introducing a new food to a young child, and the first words out of their mouth are, "What is it?" If so, raise your hand. Certainly it's happened. It happens all the time. The kid just wants to know, "What is it?" before they'll eat it. And you go, "It's a peanut butter sandwich." And they go, "Okay." And then they're fine eating it. Doesn't really matter what the food is. It's lima beans. And they go, "Okay, maybe not." But either way, they just want to know, "What is it?" And we see in our passage today that the Israelites do the exact same thing. Moses has told them that God is going to send meat in the evening, quail, and then bread in the morning. And so in the morning, when the dew dries off the grass and there's all this white flaky stuff on the ground, the first words out of their mouth are, "What is it?" I love that part because it always makes me chuckle, and yet the story is very good for us to look at because it impacts our lives. This bread in the wilderness sustained the people of Israel for 40 years while they wandered around in the desert. They were waiting to go into the promised land, and in that period of time, God remained faithful to them. He provided them bread and meat each and every day. And even after they entered the promised land, God remained faithful to them. He didn't just say, "Okay, you're on your own now." God instead blessed their careers, blessed the crops that they were raising, blessed the animals that they were cultivating. God remained faithful to them, blessing their vocations, and that's what he does for us as well. When we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we're not praying that God would rain down bread from heaven. Rather, we're praying that God would bless our careers, that he would bless our livelihoods so we can put food on the table, provide for our families. In this petition, we're praying certainly for physical things, yet we're also praying for spiritual things as well. There's sometimes where "Give us this day our daily bread" appears to be very different than the words that we're saying. Over Vicarage, we had a fairly tough time in the spring. I don't know if you had much to do here in Bethalto with flooding. I heard they had some flooding over in Alton, but in Pierce we got it pretty bad, actually. For a period of about 3 days, the entire town was surrounded by water. No one could get in or get out. If you live by the river at all, you watch the water slowly come up higher and higher. The dikes simply weren't enough. They couldn't build them high enough, and we watched the water come over the dikes and into the town. We watched the water slowly come through the town and made it probably about halfway into town. Pretty much everybody in some form had water in their basement. And if they lived anywhere close to the river, any riverfront property, they had water on their main floor. In that day, the prayer of "Give us our daily bread" was a prayer for protection, that God would keep us and our families safe, that God would protect our town, and he did. God remained faithful to us even in the midst of that scary time. Not a single person was injured, and although people got water in their houses and houses were damaged, all of them could be repaired. God remained faithful to us even in the midst of that troubled time. That day, the prayer of "Give us that day our daily bread" was, "God, save us. God, protect us." When we're praying this in a petition, we're praying more than just, "God, give us food." We're praying that God would sustain our lives each and every day. And there's one thing I'd like to point out. If we turn back to the catechism, you don't have to open it up. You may have noticed that it ended with the words, "and the like." You see, this petition, we were saying, what do we mean by daily bread? And we had this whole long list of everything we could possibly think of. And that list wasn't enough. We had to add at the end, "and the like," because we didn't want to sit here for hours listing all the things that we could possibly need each and every day. "And the like." So I want to ask you, what did you need yesterday, this past week, this past year? Did you need patience to deal with someone who is frustrating you? Did you need self-control to hold your tongue, well, to keep from saying something unkind? Did you need energy for the day when you were just too wiped or overwhelmed to do anything about it? These are the kinds of things that we're praying for in this petition as well. Because all of those things are included in give us this day our daily bread. We're also praying for God's grace, that His grace would be with us, that He would forgive us our sins, because we come before God our Father as sinners. We're not perfect and we know that, and God nevertheless still hears our prayers, still forgives us for the sake of His Son on the cross. This petition is for us to pray daily, to pray for all the things we need, which is certainly include the physical things, but also includes the spiritual things as well. Because we daily need God's forgiveness. Daily we sin. If we look at the world around us, it's clear to see that we're full of sin, that this whole world is full of sin. We're praying that God would help us endure in a sin-filled world. If we look out there, we see people hurting each other. We see people being unkind to each other. We see people holding grudges against others or not being able to forgive themselves for some sin that they think is too big, too bad for anyone possibly ever to forgive. And there are some people who, including us, unfortunately, keep going back to the same sin over and over and over again. At times we might wonder whether God is doing anything about what's going on in the world. It can be hard to look into this world and know that we can't do anything about it. As sinners, we can't fix this world. There was only one person who could, and that was God Himself who came down, who died on that cross for our sins. He's the one who made this world redeemed. We trust in Him. We remember of His sacrifice. We know that for Jesus' sake, we will be saved. If we don't remember that, we're like the people of Israel, wandering in the wilderness, staring out into a desert, wondering, what's going on? What's going to happen to me, to my family, to my friends? But we don't have to go through life like that, because we know that God has already declared His victory over sin, death, and the devil. We don't have to worry about what's going on in this world. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we do so remembering that we have already been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. When we pray that petition, we're praying in the face of everything that's going on around us. We pray in the face of sin. We pray in the face of terrible conditions, weather and otherwise. We even pray as sinners, going before God, trusting that He will save us for the sake of His Son. And He does. Just like God provided for the people of Israel in the wilderness, so too does He take care of us each and every day. God gives us blessings, physical and spiritual. He also gives us the wonderful blessing to be here this Sunday morning in church, to be able to worship our God who has saved us, where we don't have to worry about what the rest of the world thinks about us, but rather we get to think about what God thinks of us. And God thinks of us as His children. So we get to go before our Father who loves us dearly, knowing that we are saved. God provides for our needs. And one very powerful way that He provides for our needs is in Holy Communion. That's one of the greatest daily breads that we can ever pray for. Next week we'll be coming before this altar together as the family of Christ, where we get to eat and to drink the body and blood of Christ, who is our daily bread. My brothers and sisters in Christ, when we pray this fourth petition, we're praying all these things. We're praying that God would be with us, give us the daily food that we need, the physical things that we need to survive. We're praying for the spiritual needs for us and for our families as well as those around us, sitting here in church, neighbors, and even the whole world. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we pray for everyone. As the family of God, let us set a habit to pray this petition each and every day, along with the rest of the Lord's Prayer, trusting that God has and will continue to be with us. Give us this day our daily bread. In the name of Jesus, amen.